This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's legislature is entering the final 3 days of its annual session. Lawmakers still have bills addressing some major issues on the table. Those include a fentanyl bill that they have been arguing over for months, millions of dollars for affordable housing, and an election security bill that some GOP lawmakers strongly oppose. Republicans in the House have been using delay tactics to slow down work, which may force Democratic leaders to prioritize some bills while accepting that others will run out of time. Geothermal energy could get a boost under a bill that's close to passing the State House. It would create a grant program to encourage builders to install geothermal heating and cooling systems, as well as helping fund new geothermal energy generating facilities. The $20 million effort has bipartisan support. State regulators are disappointed in an oil and gas company's efforts to clean up dozens of spills. Here's CPR's Miguel Otarola.
Last year, the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission found operator K.P. Kaufman responsible for a pattern of violations, including soil and groundwater contamination and exposed ditches. The company agreed to clean things up and possibly avoid millions in fines. Commissioner John Messner questioned the company's commitment.
Even with all the chances that this operator has received to address their systematic deficiencies, I think there's still a real possibility that KPK fundamentally is either unwilling or unable to comply.
The commission will hold a formal hearing for the company soon. KP Kaufman says it's trying to clean up the wells, but has been delayed by coronavirus infections and lab problems. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. In Denver right now, it's 77 and breezy.